Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on iTunes. Also, please check out our YouTube and Patreon pages. They're in the podcast description below. For this episode's Thoughtful Thursday, what I want to talk about is the increasing difficulty in getting entry-level jobs if you have no work experience. And I think this is an important topic because, you know, there's always been kind of this divide or kind of decision that a lot of people have to go through of do I work while I'm in school if I'm going to school, or do I focus on school and do the best that I can and get that done and then get a job? And depending on the industry, one of those can be better than the other. But the answer of it being both, if you can go into any job and say you have both education and work experience, that's obviously the best is to have both. Mm-hmm. And so deciding between the two can be a tough one because it feels like you're kind of half-assing two things as opposed to whole-assing one thing, if you want to quote Ron Swanson here. But the reason why I'm thinking about this right now is because there's a LinkedIn article around why a lot of entry-level jobs are being hard to find for people who don't have a lot of work experience. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because there was a really funny meme attached to one of these conversations where it showed a job posting where they were looking for a programmer who could type in a specific programming language. And the job said it required 5 years of experience in this programming language. And the person who put the thing online noted that the programming language was invented 3 years ago. and so the company was looking for experience from somebody that they couldn't, that was literally impossible to do, obviously. And it's funny because it shows that company clearly copied and pasted the 5 year minimum, which means they're looking for 5+ years experience, no matter what role they're going for, even if realistically it's not even possible. And so have you seen kind of a difficulty in this of people kind of getting these jobs, or, you know, what do you see in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that there's a couple things that are going on with a lot of the kind of the jobs recruiting and hiring. And for sure, I mean, I can tell you that for me, when I'm looking at talent, I'm absolutely looking for, you know, experience and perspective and things like that. Like it's a, you know, when you have the opportunity to bring somebody into an organization or hire somebody, you know, I'm looking for, like, do you find joy in the work? Well,
sure.
To find joy in the work, you must do the work, right? Like there's,
right.
Otherwise you're just kind of, you know, guessing and trying to figure things out. And I think that in certain industries, it absolutely is more beneficial to have somebody come in that has an idea of what the job is, has experience in the role, can speak to examples of how they have learned, grown, influenced, that type of thing completely. Now, it's not that I've never hired anybody, you know, that this is a first job. I absolutely have done that because sometimes based upon the industry or the jobs or what you're looking for, there isn't so much experience that's required to be successful in that role. And attitude is everything, you know, and,
right.
And you're going to have to kind of figure out the balance of bringing in great attitudes, providing them with training, providing them with guidance, and then those that have a great attitude and then are capable of doing good at work and developing themselves and kind of moving quickly are the ones that, of course, then, you know, have an opportunity to maybe either fulfill a different role or stay longer term. So I just think that it doesn't surprise me. I think it is a little bit ridiculous with, to your point, a lot of the copy and pasting that happens, because I think that just shows a lack of engagement, of understanding, you know, like the people come with experience and perspective and people learn and involve themselves in different ways in different areas. And so somebody that might have had a previous career, whether it was military or another industry, and maybe they're now shifting their career, they're doing something different, and they don't have 5 years of experience. Maybe they only have one or two, but those 1 or 2 years are extremely good because they brought with them all the previous experience. They've been able to learn it. They've been able to understand it. They've been able to apply it. So even though they might not have the years of experience, they've been able to capture what is needed or what people are assuming they need to bring with them just in the fact that they had another career or experience before that job and before the industry shift. So I just think that it's kind of it's a silly way to go about trying to block out certain types of talent. You're better off saying, this is kind of, you know, we're looking for, experience and confidence in this type of thing. We're looking for you to be able to talk through how you found success in this type of job or in this industry, because then you're not attaching it to some amount of years.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's pretty easy to ask people about work experience and situational questions in the kind of interviewing and hiring process if they have a lot of experience, because they should be able to speak to that. But I want to ask you, if you are talking to somebody who doesn't have any work experience, like you said, sometimes you, based on the position and the need, you might feel like it's the right thing to hire a person who doesn't have any relevant work experience. I kind of want to tease this question to you. What questions do you ask of somebody to figure out if they're the right person for a job when they can't answer any questions about work experience because they really don't have any? But first, I want to give it up to a word from one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, so you're sitting with a prospective applicant and they don't have any relevant work experience, but you're trying to figure out if they're the right person for the job, and they seem to have a good attitude because they're putting their best foot forward. But we all know times when we've made a bet on somebody because they put their best foot forward, and then 6 months later, we're thinking we really should not have hired this person. What are some of the things that you do or the questions that you ask to kind of hedge your bets a little bit to make sure that this is the right person for the job if they don't have the relevant work experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I land in places and ask questions that allow me to understand, how they define success and how they invest in themselves. So I'll give you an example. I'll ask a question around tell me about a time where you exceeded your own expectations on the goal that you set. So you set a goal for yourself and you exceeded that, and you did such a great job that you even surprised yourself. And what I'm looking for there is, do they set goals? Do they set their goals high? Do they feel the element of pride? Do they work hard to get there? And you get a gamut of how people define a goal, but it gives me great insight into understanding things like perseverance and grit and commitment and focus and that type of thing. Another question that I'll tend to ask people is talk to me about the greatest experience that you've ever had when it comes to either a restaurant or a retailer. What was so great about that experience? How did that make you feel? Because, my industry is retail. So I want to understand, can they see and can they define what exceptional behaviors are? Can they talk to me about what does that look like and how it made them feel? Because if I can then find a great balance of you're goal oriented, you develop yourself, you set the bar high, and you have a good understanding of what great experience looks like versus not what good experience looks like, I can work with that, right? If I'm looking at something and maybe I'm not looking at a lot of work experience in a resume, or maybe they're new to the industry, those things help me to understand who the person is that I'm talking to and whether or not the work that we do is going to be great for them and for the team.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like those questions, I think, even for people who do have relevant work experience when it comes to their personal lives, because, I know some people who are doing work that they're not passionate about. And that's because at some point in time they started doing the work, didn't realize they weren't passionate about it until they had 2 or 3 years experience doing it and wanted to do something else. But now they kind of feel like they're kind of trapped in that particular industry or that particular thing, and they want to branch out. They want to go away from that, but they feel like they can't ask, or that they don't have any experience to be able to jump from one ladder to another. And if you are talking to a person and you can figure out those things, boy, it's amazing what you could do for a person where their relevant work experience is just about interpersonal relationships. Because at the end of the day, goals are goals, relationships are relationships. How you create and maintain relationships and how you influence others and how you allow yourself to be influenced, those are all things that spread across no matter what position you're in. And being able to help a person branch out or get to think about, hey, you know what, it sounds like, you're applying for this, but it sounds like, based on what you're saying, that you would like this too. What do you think about this? And to see their eyes light up and go, yeah, I didn't think that was an option. It's like, well, yeah, I'm get out of your own head as far as what you think the limitations are based on a person's work experience. I think that the requiring of work experience can actually be a hindrance, because it gives you a starting point on what you think this person is capable of doing. It kind of puts you in that box. I think if you can kind of tailor those questions outside of that, you can open up doors for both your organization and that person that might be beneficial in the long run.
Yeah, it's a great point. And the secret is I ask the same questions regardless.
There you go. Yes.
Experience, right? Yeah, because you're spot on. Is that it's a, there's definitely there's definitely a help when it comes to people that work in the industry or have similar experience on the resume of what you do in whatever the job is that you have. Like, I think that that's something that is very helpful. In some industries, it's about education and it's, you know, understanding what the work actually is and how to actually do the work. And then in a lot of other industries, it's just experience. But I think that it's asking those types of questions, even if they have a lot of experience in the industry, what it also lets you do is understand, like, how do they define success? And how do they define success in their previous roles in their previous organizations? And what is it that they're going to bring to your organization? So again, it is a lot less about reading the lines of a resume and then making a decision on whether or not the person would be a good fit. It is looking at, you know, do they have some experience or something there that allows us to understand that they would flourish in our environment? And then asking questions that provide us an opportunity to really get to know somebody and for them to get to know us before we make a decision.
Right, right. I think if an organization is having a minimum number of years of experience required and it's an entry-level position, to me, all that says is we don't want to invest in training this person to do anything. We want them to be able to hit the ground running. And while I understand the kind of the monetary aspect of that, of feeling like you can do that for an entry-level position, it's amazing what you can get out of a person in terms of productivity if you show that you're willing to invest the time to train them in something and what kind of retention you'll get. I think that can be a worthwhile trade-off in some regards when it comes to entry-level positions.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.